1951, an aspiring gynecologist was conducting an experiment involving vinegar, water, and cheese. But an unstable chemical miscalculation caused a freak accident, inspiring the young man to develop an unusual love for sports.
Yes.
Now, several years later, he roams the earth, asking professional athletes uncomfortable questions about the female reproductive system and sports. To most, he is just a loner. But to us, he's simply known as Repro Man.
Dr. Oil King.
Well, look who is here. It is Repro Man. How you doing, man?
I am awesome, man.
Oh, it's good. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. You're looking good.
Well, thank you, man. You are, too.
Who's your buddy?
This is Junior. You never met Junior, huh?
No, I never have.
He does our morning show here at the station.
Isn't this just Corby?
No, this is Repro Man.
Oh, hey, Repro Man.
Do you not understand what Repro Man does?
No, I just heard the story. Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't think you fully got it, though. Why don't you explain to everybody exactly what your thing is?
Well, Junior, is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Or Repro?
Yeah, you can call me whatever. What happens is, during the interviewing process with said professional athlete, I will subliminally drop in parts of the reproductive system of the female. It's very subtle. I don't know if they're ever aware of what's going on. Of course, the goal is ultimately for someone to call me out on that, because that's never happened, right?
Never.
But it's always quite...
It has been identified, but it's never happened.
They never
called you out.
Okay, well, it's quite funny to me still. I feel like a fourth grader pulling a phone prank on my friends.
Yeah, it's very... Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I believe I've heard your work before, I think, on this station.
Oh, really? On this one?
Because
I do a lot of work for a lot of different stations.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of contract labor, basically. So I talked to the extremely well-known New England Patriot the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can probably pick his voice up. I probably don't have to tell you his name, but I will. LeKevin Smith.
Of course.
It goes Brady, Moss, LeKevin Smith on the recognition chart.
Then Welker. So LeKevin was very gracious to sit there and talk to me. He's a second-year professional athlete out of Nebraska.
Mm.
Yes. So are you guys ready?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to...
Engineer, are you ready?
All right, let's listen
Where's Danny?
Hey, Corby.
He's back at the station where he usually is.
Who's Corey?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes
Cobra.
Sometimes Danny's a little out of it.
Oh, he is?
You know, he doesn't always show up for work in what you would call the most ideal frame of mind.
Uh-huh.
And he's got some friend named Corey or Cody or something like that.
Cobby.
Yeah, Cobby. He just gets... You know, he'll get random people confused as this guy.
Understandable.
Get
okay.
on with this.
Golly, he's angry
Almighty.
Too, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He is. He's got a real anger management problem and a drinking problem these days.
Well, here we
God
go.
Doyle King.
Might have an unemployment problem soon, too.
All right, let's listen to LeKevin Smith with Repro Man.
I mean, this has been a super long year. But does a Super Bowl make you guys reinvigorated, re-energized, Hyman? I mean, is this a game that really gets you going, Clam?
You got to get the mind ready. But yeah, this is worth it. I mean, you've worked all year to get here, so you're definitely going to make sure you're ready to go for this one.
I hear you, Vag. So it's almost a rite of passage for New England to be here. Does it ever get to be old hat ovary? I mean, does it ever get old?
No, and then for me, this is my first trip to the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow, Vag.
It's not old at all. If it ever gets to a point that it is getting old, I think it's about time to hang up the hat.
I hear you. You tighten up cervix before the game like this? Or, I mean, are you loose at all, Beef?
Yeah, I stay pretty loose. I have to. I'm not a person that gets, who likes to get too uptight or get too tense. And then, you know, then you start to make mistakes when you're not just out to have fun. So, yeah, I think for the most part, stay pretty loose. Have a good time.
Cool. A lot of guys say the first Giants game you guys had was, you know, the game of the year, uterus. But, I mean, do you guys see it that way?
Egg? That was it was a big game. And going into it, we knew they were going to be a great team. We didn't. No one thought that was going to be a pushover. We thought for sure they was playoff caliber, you know, team that was worthy of being in the Super Bowl. So we just viewed it as a great step for us. And knowing that we had that bye week coming up, this was our chance to get a good playoff game in.
I hear you, Tate. Could this team be any more confident right now, Tate?
Could we be any more confident?
Yeah, I mean, the way you guys have been playing here, I mean, obviously.
Well, I think confidence has to be in your game when you're playing this kind of when you're working in this kind of sport, but not something that I just walk around thinking about.
And who, I mean, for you guys to get to the ultimate place, I mean, to climb the fallopian tubes up to the top, I mean, what kind of wall do you have to climb up? I mean, who's...
What are you doing this for?
What's that?
What kind of media are you doing this for?
I doing what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What kind of media are you doing this for?
I just work for a radio station in Dallas. Yeah.
No, it's got to be like some kind of comedy show. It's got to be a comedy show.
Why?
Because you have went through just about every part of the reproductive system. I mean, it's cool how you do it, you know, with the little, you know, tidbits at the end that sound like other words, but you went through just about every portion of the reproductive
awesome.
System. When you gonna slip ovaries in there or like
I already did. Reproductive. I already slipped ovary in there. I have to congratulate you. Because we've been doing this bit for about 4 years now and no one has ever picked up on it.
Are you serious? Nobody.
Swear to God.
Ever, okay, people are not paying attention to their interview question if they're not picking
you
up.
You think?
I was just trying to figure out how long is this gonna go and like how many things are you gonna say?
All right, bro. Very good. I'm proud of you. I'll be especially watching you this Sunday, rooting for your ass because you got it. You got it. All right, man.
So what is it? What is
it's
all right. Oh, that man.
Awesome.
That's great.
So what do you want to know there at the last when you cut him off?
I just retold everything again. He was like, okay, who are you and what do you do and blah, blah, blah. Where can I hear this? And
he did a fantastic job of fighting through it because he obviously heard the first thing that you said.
Now, you guys did miss what I think. I'm not sure if you could pick it up when he said, when are you going to slip in ovary?
Yeah.
And I said, you already did.
I already did.
And you guys laughed. Well, then he goes, when are you going to mix in pancreas?
Pancreas. Man, he's my new favorite football player.
I know.
Man, you have Kevin just listed Smith. Every damn one of the female reproductive organs.
Wow. Boy, he is the first one to ever bust you on that.
Yeah.
Does that do anything to your powers, Repro Man?
That's a good question, Craig. Junior, sorry.
Either one.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think that I'm going to be flustered next time that I go at it.
Do you feel like you're in any kind of weakened state since that happened?
I don't think I have any superpowers.
Well, I mean, have you been feeling normal since that happened?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're all right,
I'm okay. I'm cool with it. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the ultimate goal, though, is for that to happen. And so, but I don't want that to discourage me. Since this only happened once.
Right.
You know, I mean, you want to keep going. Get back on the horse as soon as possible.
Right.
So I got to do that. Soon. Soon.
Hi, Craig.
Hey, Dad.
Well, you know, on the one hand, it's funny. On the one hand, I don't know what I think about this right now. I'm kind of disappointed, but it's funny.
Yeah, it is. It's very funny.
It's how we'll feel if the Giants win on Sunday. The streak couldn't continue forever, right?
Right.
Right.
Someone had to figure it out at some point.
Yeah, sooner or later.
It took the genius of LeKevin Smith to do it.
The greatest player in NFL history.
Well, I, too, will be watching him on Sunday, and I know you will, too, Repro Man.
I will. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with you guys.
Well, it's always nice to see you. I wish you'd drop by a little bit more often, but I realize you're very busy, and you have your Repro craft to ply elsewhere.
Right.
So,
Junior, I've enjoyed our time.
Hey, Mike.
Repro Man, good to see you.
Did Norm just call for
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Norm.
Guess what I have in my underwear?
I don't know what.
I have a rather large pig.
That's the best one of the day.
God.
All right, Repro Man, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Dallas.
There he goes. There goes Repro Man.